This is C-Red IT5, the special off-season minisode. The following audio file was found on a microchip at the abandoned offices of the Essentially Entertaining Podcast Network, and its broadcast to you has been made possible by our heroic supporters on Maximum Fun. And now, please enjoy the only surviving episodes of the award-losing podcast, Cube to Cube.
It's time for Cube to Cube with your two favorite hosts, Spodgy.
Yeah, see if you hear me. That's right. Welcome to Cube to Cube, where we're talking straight from my cube to Margie's central processing unit, which doesn't have a cube.
No, I don't have a cube.
It is a snappier name for a bucket.
That's right.
As you know, Margie, we're going to do a little housekeeping before we get to the matter of discussing pop culture.
Housekeeping. The weather today is pretty good. Outside looks pretty dark because we're in space. Housekeeping number one.
Right, inside the vacuum of space, there's no weather. And if you're experiencing weather, you're in a self-contained atmosphere.
Number two. It's segment number two. We got some mail from our fans. What's this one? What does it say? I can't read.
All right, I'm having trouble focusing on it, but it seems to be. So how does this podcast work exactly? If you both run on a liquid fuel substance, one's a ship, one's a droid, and somehow you can both process it. Hey, buddy, I got all the answers for you.
Name them!
Person who sent this letter is Plek.
Plek?
Yeah, they're in deep space.
Plek? That's a weird name. Plek?
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 Yeah, what is it, guys?
Did you send this letter?
Oh, yeah, you got my letter. Are you reading it on your podcast?
Third thing for housekeeping, get rid of Plek.
Get out of here.
All right, last week we got a lot of complaints. People said they didn't understand what we were saying because we were talking too fast. Well, guess what? This week we're going even faster.
That's right. If you thought last week was too fast, speed up, brother.
We got Mel of Amazing Guests today. We're going to talk about pop culture. We're going to talk about culture that's popping. We're going to talk about the ground and the ceiling and substances that are solid and gaseous.
If you think it's going to stop there, you're wrong. Let's get into pop culture. Our favorite thing around Cube to Cube. So, Margie, what are you looking at in pop culture that's got you excited this week?
Oh, wow. So, I recently saw a movie. I forget the name of it. So, like, try and help me out here.
Sure.
It's about, like, a small ship that goes through the sky and then a bigger ship and they, like, meet.
Okay, so it sounds like a buddy ship comedy.
But the weird thing is, like, what's, like, got me, like, real right up is the fact that I know them both and they're both, like, a bunch of fools.
Whoa.
It's a play by Jagor Major, the ship. I know you. I know you're out there. Come to the show. Guest of the pod.
Major, we're asking you to be a guest on the pod. Won't you guest on the pod?
C53, what's something you saw in pop culture this week that blew your mind?
Margie, I can't wait to tell you about how this thing I've experienced because are you familiar with the magazine Droids on Roids?
Yeah.
It's a magazine only for lifter droids about lifting the most they could possibly lift. I'm not a lifter droid, but like, wow, what an interesting subculture that I've never considered before.
Wow, hey, it's time to listen to some voicemails from some of our listeners.
Hi, what is this number? I'm very alone. I'm very cold.
Oh, great message. Thank you.
Next.
Hey, you need that pipe of proton fuel? I got your hook up.
Okay, this is a private one for me. Let's move on.
Hey, guys. This is Jessup Spike here from Essentially Entertaining Podcast Productions. Just wondering when you're going to have those 10 episodes that you,
Jessup, you are going to be psyched tomorrow.
Hi, this is Mallory.
Good old Mallory. It's not an episode of Cube to Cube without a message from Mallory. That's what we always say here on Cube to
Cube. All right, at the same time, we're going to say what we hate the most this week.
Okay.
One, two, three. Particles.
Yeah.
I said particles.
I said mashed potatoes.
That's the same thing.
Mashed potatoes are made up of particles.
Wow. Hey, let's talk about the director that we would juck. Name five directors you would juck.
Okay. Torben Skjelgaard.
Done it.
Divox 5.
Done it.
Morgan Glaglon.
Tried.
Wow, tricky. Dibble Dang Glaglow.
Done it.
That's Margie for you. Oh, and I'll say Noah Baumbach.
Never say that name again. Never say that name again. You promised me you'll never say that name again.
Margie, what can I say? I'm high on hyperbeyond review.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Cool Pack Cold Sack. For cold sack needs. Finding the pack for you.
That's right. It's the saddest cold pack that exists.
I put it on myself and I feel tears.
All right, that's all time I got for Cube to Cube today. I hope you've enjoyed the show.
I'd like to apologize for the audio quality of Cube to Cube produced by Bodgy and C53 and Hyper Proton Fuel. Edited by Hyper Proton Fuel with special appearance by Daniel.
Middle part of my name?
Yeah.
No, it's Eugene.
Put down your Eugene Dexter.
And thank you for the studio audience.
Yeah, they're out of here.
Hello, welcome to Cube to Cube, the only podcast that's called Cube to Cube.
That's me,
Baji,
and C53. That's Cube to Cube.
We talk about pop culture. We talk about greenery. We talk about what's in the air. We talk about food we ate.
Truly, we talk about whatever we want. But first, we gotta do some housekeeping.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, oh boy, my file structures are getting real loose. I gotta clean up my network. There we go, it's done. Housekeeping complete.
Housekeeping number two, I'm pretty sure I have ship glaucoma. Sometimes I just cannot see. I just cannot see outside.
Bargie, when's the last time you had a sensor scan?
What is that?
That's when you scan your own sensors for abnormalities in your sensors.
I'm doing it right now.
How's it going?
Eyes red.
Okay, well, that's bad. It should be green, it's red.
Number three, it's time for some voicemails for my listeners.
All right.
I just want to say I like this podcast until it got political. You know, all of a sudden you started saying the word political, and I hate that word, so I turned it off.
I think this guy is referring to when we were watching that political thriller. I don't know what's got anything to do with it.
I don't know, we just said the word political.
Yeah, very weird.
Hey, I'm not gonna ask you again. I want my money.
Oh, you know about this one?
Oh boy, oh boy.
I want money for the hyperproton fuel.
Yeah, get a new line, buddy.
I just wanted to know if C-53 was single. I'm watching him from outside of Bargie's window.
Oh, that one's got me real creeped out. All right, time to move on to the meat of Cube to Cube, and let's talk about pop culture.
Pop culture, all right.
Pop culture.
It's me.
Bargie, you gotta talk to me. What in pop culture's got you excited this week?
Hold on, I got a headache. Okay, sorry, I haven't taken hyperproton fuel for like a day, and I think I'm like at the end of it, you know what I mean?
Bargie, you think you're missing? Is that taking more hyperproton fuel? Let me grab it. All right.
Well, yeah, pop culture, sorry. Okay, focus. All right, talking to the mic. Okay. Recently I saw a small star, and the star got bigger, and then it... Oh, my engine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, are you going down the same time as me?
Oh, yeah.
We're having a crash.
It's very sharp.
Ugh, something feels salty.
Yeah, we're not programmed to feel that, but I'm tasting it now.
Quack.
Hey, guys, what? What's that rattling sound?
Shut up. Turn off the lights in this room.
Ugh, it's like I have motion sickness from being a ship.
Turn off your visual sensors.
Hey.
Okay.
Turn off the lights.
Okay. Jeez.
Deck setter.
Wait, here's a hot take. My voice is annoying. Have you ever, like, listened to your own voice and you're like, what is this?
It's like two stones just rubbing against each other.
It's not my fault.
I know it's bad on you, Bargie, but it hurts to listen.
Why don't we just toss it over to AJ for the AJ minute?
Yeah. AJ, you can do that same thing you've been talking about.
You never know what he's gonna say. Why don't we throw it over to AJ?
Hey guys, well, the AJ Minute today is a very special AJ Minute because I'm talking to you about the dangers of hyperproton fuel. If you know a loved one who is hooked on hyperproton fuel, do what I did and eject all the fuel out of the hatch. Clean as a whistle.
Oh no!
AJ, why did you do that?
Why did you do that? There's gotta be. I got a secret stash. I have a secret stash.
Oh,
it's underneath one of Black Daniel's boxes. One of Plex boxes.
Okay, all right, I'm rooting around in the boxes.
Hey, ow!
Move it!
Ow!
Sorry, guys. I was pretty thorough. This is an intervention. I care about you both. It's crippling.
Well, that's what was on his mind today, and that's all we got from our friend AJ.
It's time to review the movies!
Our theme song is worse than anything.
Alright, so we went out. We saw a movie together. I don't even remember because we were so jacked up.
We were pretty wild. I mean, I'm looking at my own memory banks, and it's just a lot of colors and shapes. And I can't imagine they'd release a movie just called Colors and Shapes.
No.
So do you remember what it was called?
I look back at my memory banks, and it's just this old video of Beano dancing. Let's show the clip.
Okay.
Everybody do the Beano. Everybody do the Beano. You put a fart foot here. You put a fart foot here. You put a fart foot there. You put a fart foot there. Now you shake the bottom of your bean. That is the Beano.
Everybody scream.
Well, I guess we should end the show.
Let's end the show.
The show today was produced by me and C53 and maybe Hyper.
Maybe
whatever's left over is residual.
Shut up.
It was edited by me and C53.
Original music.
Special appearance, but what?
What?
Yeah, what is it, guys?
Shut up!
Your voice is like a decapitated mouse head inside of a blender. Oh, we forgot a sponsor!
Oh no, they're gonna kill us!
Hey there, Cube to Cube listeners. It's DJ Plek Dexeter on the podcast microphone, along with my sidekick, AJ.
It's DJ AJ.
Yeah, good. Good, that's pretty good. C53 and Bargy are still asleep, so we decided to record a podcast.
Hey, Papa.
What?
What are you doing with your voice?
That's my podcast voice.
Really?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay, do I do that? Well,
what is that? What is that?
That's my podcast voice.
No, I don't think that.
Cute, I guess.
No, AJ.
We're human.
No. The idea of a podcast voice is to make your voice sound cooler than it normally is, you know?
Okay, right. Thank you.
AJ, your voice. I don't. What is that?
I thought that was cool. Was that not cool? No.
AJ, your voice is cool. You don't have to change
it. Papa. Okay.
All right, AJ, I guess it's time for a little housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Number one, hyperproton fuel is dangerous.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot about hyperproton fuel in the last 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
They recorded dozens of episodes of the show.
Some of them are, unintelligible. I didn't understand a word.
There were a couple episodes that I think were just in binary. There's an episode where it's just Bargy crying.
I love that one. That's one of my faves.
She's just like, why?
Yeah. Okay, housekeeping number two. AJ is a dirty narc.
Wow.
Huh. Told me I had to read that.
You know, AJ, you probably did the right thing.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten a few calls from Nermit that we have not picked up.
Yeah, and like, C53 gets mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's get to some of the voicemails, Papa.
Yeah, sure. Let's listen to some listener voicemails.
We're sorry.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Who are you, Jokers? Where are C53 and Bargy? You guys have done a couple episodes, and they suck. Who are you idiots?
Wow, this is rough.
Hi, I got into hyperproton fuel because Bargy and C told me to do it, but now I think it's a bad decision. What have I done with my life?
Oh, boy.
Hey there, I feel this show's getting a little bit too political, and I like it.
Oh, hey, great.
Whoa.
Cool.
Is that because I said what's political last week?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I guess we should talk about pop culture a little bit now.
Uh-huh.
Pop culture.
What was the last thing you watched that you liked?
I saw Dar. Like,
No. It's not supposed to be something that happened in real life. It's a story of maybe an album you listen to, movies.
I really loved this. When I was younger, they would pry my eyelids open and tell me how great the Federated Alliance was.
I don't know if
that was awesome.
No.
And it was like, Federated Alliance, we will always win.
Yeah, it was great.
I loved it.
I don't know if that counts as a movie.
No, it was awesome. It was all Clint's just like storming down enemies and like people showing prosperity. Yeah. It was really moving.
Oh, yeah?
What are you doing out here?
Oh, hey, we're just...
Hey, what's up?
Shut up!
Hey, we're just...
Shut up!
We're just recording an episode of the podcast.
What podcast?
Cube to Cube.
That's my podcast.
Well, yeah, you asked us.
Before you went to sleep, you said, hey, you guys do it now.
Yeah, just keep it down, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Just turn on the lights.
Why was his case? Why was his chest casing off?
I don't know. Did he have stubble?
That's really chuck or dope.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Wow. I didn't realize the different sections of podcast just played automatically.
Yeah, I know. It's very automated.
All right, Juck or Dump? You go first, AJ. Juck or Dump? Cormie Meehan.
Oh, I would dump because I have no genitals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's really in the spirit of the... Okay, that's fine.
Well,
let's do another one.
I can't Juck.
Yeah.
I can't Juck, Papa. I don't know what you want.
Okay. All right.
Dump. It's going to be dump for me for all of them.
You know what? Never mind, AJ. I just... Okay, now you do one.
Okay. Pop, I've definitely done my research, so pop culture, Juck or Dump, Zalvatron 5000.
That's Bargie's refrigerator.
Yeah,
I'm
what
gonna...
What would you do?
I gotta...
Would you juck it or dump it, Papa? Pop culture.
I'm not gonna juck a refrigerator, probably.
How dare you.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's nothing personal, Zalcatron.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's just I don't even know what...
Unbelievable.
I don't even know what it would look like or how I would do it.
Neither do I, but I'm willing to try.
That's very progressive of you, Zalcatron.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Wow, this is great. Pop culture.
I don't think that's what pop culture is.
No, this is pop culture, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. Oh, I guess it's time now for a word from our sponsors. Just to let you know, because we did not run an ad last week for Cool Pack brand Cold Sacks, we've actually lost that sponsorship, but fortunately we've picked up another one. So, AJ, would you like to read this copy here?
I sure would, Papa. Cold de...
It's Colds de Sac.
Cold... I had it, Papa.
Brand Cold Pack.
Papa, I had it.
Okay.
Cold de Sac's brand...
Actually, let me just read this, AJ. I'm sorry. We'll read it together.
Okay,
you can read it over my shoulder. I'll read it out loud.
Okay.
Colds de Sac brand cold packs.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay. Give you cool relief wherever you need them, whenever you need them. Make it personal to you. Oh, I think I'm supposed to talk about how I use them.
All right.
Okay, make it personal. Let's see.
Oh, you remember that time when you were doing your wood saber and you hit yourself in the nuts and you had to... And
yes,
you had to have like you had to have a cold.
Yes, yeah. I do remember that.
And you were just like going, "Oh my nuts, Burnett!" And I was like, "Papa, you got to get a cold pack on it." You were like, "Oh, it hurts!"
Yes.
And then when we put it on, you're like, "It hurts even more!" And Dar was laughing like so hard.
Yes, I remember, AJ. That? We're gonna edit this, right? Is there an edit? Is there an editor for this? They'll cut this out.
I'm awake.
Oh, hey, Bargie, welcome back.
Oh, it's happening. What day is it?
Bargie, we're doing the podcast. We're doing Cube to Cube right now.
Spaceship, spaceship. I think we need a divorce.
Oh, that happened years ago.
What?
Welcome to Cube to Cube.
That's my...
Yeah.
Bargie, you gotta vent that smoke.
Alright, that's my podcast. I'm ready, call me and I'm ready. What part are we in?
I'm not really sure what comes next.
Bargie singing a song about all the movies she saw. All of the movies she saw.
Bargie, I respect your,
Wow, what a professional.
Can-do attitude. Yeah, you're a pro.
Alright, guys, I think you've done enough. I think, C-53 and I have leveled out. We don't need hyper-profund fuel you show. Cube to Cube could just be two sentients having an honest conversation, not about pop culture, but about themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, are we still...
No, get out of here.
Get out of here. Get lost.
Okay.
What did I do?
Asking hard-hitting questions.
Sure.
Taking the frame, as it were, and opening it up to reveal the cube inside.
Check whatever the frame is. But I don't know if I'm obsessed or not.
You're exactly where you need to be. I'm exactly where I need to be.
Yes, I got that chest piece here.
All right, Cube to Cube was produced by Baji, C-53, and the lack of hyperproton fuel. It was edited by Baji, C-53, and Seth Lind.
Papa, I don't think we're going to be credited on this episode.
Yeah, we did most of this one.
Hello, this is Amy Mann.
And I'm Ted Leo.
And we have a podcast called The Art of Process.
We've been lucky enough over the past year to talk to some of our friends and acquaintances from across the creative spectrum to find out how they actually work.
And so I have to write material that makes sense and makes people laugh. I also have to think about what I'm saying to people.
If I kick your ass, I'll make you famous.
The fight to get LGBTQ representation in the show.
Mm-hmm. We weirdly don't know as many musicians as you would expect.
I really just became a political speechwriter by accident,
realizing that I have accidentally pulled my pants down.
Listen and subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like if the guinea pig was complicit in helping the scientist.
Hello there, ghouls and gals. It is I, April Wolf. I'm here to take you through the twisty, scary, heart-pounding world of genre cinema on the exhilarating program known as Switchblade Sisters. The concept is simple. I invite a female filmmaker on each week, and we discuss their favorite genre film. Listen in closely to hear past guests like The Babadook director, Jennifer Kent, Winter's Bone director, Deborah Granick, and so many others every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Tune in if you dare.
It's actually a very thought-provoking show that deeply explores the craft and philosophy behind the filmmaking process while also examining film through the lens of the female gaze. So, like, you should listen.
Switchblade Sisters.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
All right, time to move on to the meat of Cube to Cube, and that's talking about pop culture.
Pop culture, all right. What is it about pop culture you want to talk about?
Pop
culture.
Pop culture.
It's the meat.
It's the meat.
Pop culture.